is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Gucci get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube, review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin, Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Marlins, longest winning streak, longest road winning streak in what, a year or two?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yes, they won their 10th straight yesterday. Smacked around the Cincinnati Reds, kicked their ass. A great performance by the Fish, who continue to stay in this, trying to climb up that, claw their way up those wild card standing, Leroy.
They'll be, I mean, like, kind of get a feeling that a lot of teams in baseball are fading or going through that rut. And the Marlins did it early, and now they're starting to get some momentum.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing really great over the last 3 weeks. The bats, I think that's been, you know, probably the revelation of the year, is that they got a lot of guys who can knock the ball out of the park, especially Agustin Ramirez and Kyle Stowers. But, I mean, Ramirez yesterday, whoo, what a moon blast he hit. And you know what's got to be a bad feeling as a pitcher? A la Jack Parkman in Major League, where you hit the ball and it goes foul like 400 feet. You just nailed it. And then you're like, all right, all I got to do is just, you know, not throw him something and he's not going to hit the next one out. And sure as bleep, next pitch.
When I was thinking of Parkman.
He crushed it, dude.
When I was thinking of Parkman, I was thinking the other part of that when he goes, if you hit this, you can name it.
Yep. We won't say what he named it. But wasn't very nice. You guys can go look up the clip if you haven't seen it. I was trying to explain to my son over the weekend who Bob Uecker was, because they the Marlins honored the great late great Bob Uecker at the series this past week on the last game. So they put up like a montage and then rest in peace Bob Uecker, all that. So it was kind of cool. And then
I think a lot of people don't remember the dude played baseball.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he was more known as a broadcaster.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think the thing he was most known for, I would imagine, was Major League, being Harry Doyle.
Which is crazy, right? Because he was an announcer for a very long time.
At least that's what I know him, you know, most for. I know, like, this is not only the Brewers, he was a longtime announcer, face of Miller Lite for a while.
Yeah, remember he did those, he did a lot of those commercials.
Yep.
And that's kind of, so it kind of all played out. He was an announcer.
Frogboy, you know Bob Uecker? Or are you,
no,
you
no,
he's
I
even
at,
but you I, don't know Bob Uecker?
Not at all. But you might as well.
You don't know, hold on. Yeah. You've never seen Major League?
No, I was even looking at what you guys were talking about with the, if you get a piece of it, you can rename it. Something about a guy named Wild Thing. I don't know what's going on here. But Bob Uecker, no idea. But when you called him the face of Miller Lite, I'm like, is that a thing really that you're like, hey, I was the face of Miller Lite? But I'm sure whenever he was, it was probably more respectable then.
Well, yeah, back in the day, it was Bud Light, Miller, yeah. Miller Lite. That's yep. It.
Like
they didn't
Marlboro,
have the fancy
man.
Beer. They didn't have Heineken and all yeah, that yeah. stuff.
It's I had right. the most. That's crazy. I had the most. I had the most curmudgeon beer guy in the world, because I was like, do they still do beer guys at Marlins games?
Oh,
you yeah. know, because it's the only sport, I think, where people vent. Do they do that at football games anymore, where a guy vents during the game?
Yeah.
Remember, they
have the guy with the cans.
So they still do that at football games.
Yeah, but here's what sucks. And I'm going to tell you why I've never drank a beer at any game. Because you get this giant can of beer for $27, right? And you're committed. You're going to buy the beer. Then they pour it into a cup. So you got this big ass beer in a cup. It gets warm before you get a chance to drink it. And warm beer is the worst. So I'm never like, it's not as refreshing except for the first couple of sips.
Well, the guy who comes there, I mean, like there used to be some, there, I mean, legendary beer men in these, in this town, especially the Elephant Man. He was, that was a true legend back in the day. But this guy just, he comes into the section that we're in, plots down his beer, and he goes, anybody want beer? I'm just like, that's your sales pitch?
Remember you know, that? Was your guy, like, we got these new wave stadium guys now.
Hmm?
Where they throw you a tennis ball or something like that, and you put the money in the tennis ball so you can launch it back at him.
The only guy I remember doing that, there was a famous peanut guy at the Marlins games who did that gimmick where he would throw you the tennis ball and he would get very angry because he was hilarious. He was the peanut guy and he wore the disguise mask of big nose with the glasses and mustache with the beanie hat.
Right.
And he would throw you the tennis ball and everybody would be kind of confused. And he goes, put the money in the ball, throw the ball, not rocket science. And that dude, I mean, he could have played center field for the Marlins, even as
because he was accurate.
I mean, wow. I'm sure he was only 45, but in my mind, he looked like he was 64. But he had a rocket for an arm. I mean, that dude had the accuracy of Marino if he had to throw a tennis ball 5, 6, 7 rows away. Just bullets all over the place, and he'd get his money back. He put the change back. He even throw quarters back. He goes, you know, unless you, of course, wanted to give him a tip. And I mean, that guy was an absolute legend back at the old Hard Rock Dolphins Pro Player Stadium.
Like you got it,
Landshark.
Wait, it's like 5 names to go back to baseball, Joe right?
Robbie. Yeah,
I know some people that still call it Joe Robbie.
Some people, you probably just should. You probably should.
The crew.
Hard Rock now has a different identity because it has the canopy with the thing. Like it looks like a destination now. So I feel like Hard Rock has now taken over as that's Hard Rock Stadium. But we went through a time where, I mean, it was changing names every week. Jimmy Buffett had it for a year. You know, it was like, it was crazy. But no, this guy anyway. So he's like, yeah, anybody want beer? Like, that's your pitch? You used to... And then some kid goes, do you have any water? And he goes, I got beer. Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, usually that guy has some energy. Ice cold beer.
I was like, this guy was... I mean, he was done. And it was a pretty good crowd on Sunday, too. I can't imagine sales were that slow.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
I mean, if you go to the concession to buy a beer, it's warm by the time you get back to your seat. Mm. That's so aggravating.
The one thing at the Marlins games, mostly you and I sit at the Budweiser bar, so that's never an issue.
Yeah, it's right there.
We're right there. We're right there. My daughter was asking me, she goes, well, where do you sit normally when you go there? I gotta be like, I gotta be honest with you. We just stand there. I would say 80% of the games I've been to at Marlins Park, I've just stood at the Budweiser terrace.
Because that way we can peruse.
It's my favorite thing about the stadium. I mean, like, and I think people are like, hey, you've been to a ballpark? That's how it's supposed to be. But you guys don't realize for years, if you watch Marlins games here, like, you were concreted off. So to be able to see the game as the game goes on is really cool. Like, I went to the bathroom at one point, got up. I was like, yeah, didn't miss a pitch. I got to see the entire game. It was great.
That is cool. Hold on.
Except for the bathroom, of course. But like I'm saying, from the walk back and forth, you can see it. It's like the whole action's right there.
I got the wait. So we need some clarification. Because my man just said, I went to use the bathroom and didn't miss a pitch. You went in between innings or in between.
No, I'm saying like I went at one point. My son wanted some ice cream and I was going to go to the bathroom. So like I get up and you know what happened? I know exactly what happened. It wasn't to get ice cream. I was saying hi to Stunt and Steve, and then I was like, you know what? I'm up. I kind of need to go to the bathroom because I've already had some drinks. So I'm going to go. And I just like, you keep moving because I was saying hello, and the pitches were, I'm like, you could just see the entire game. I love that about that stadium.
Right, right. I know, like, I think we got tickets one time, and I went to the seats, and I'm like, uh-uh. Going back.
David says, I'm just going to say it. Baseball is a trash sport. You know what, David? Wow. I don't like your attitude nor your tone. Yeah. Right, dude? I don't like your attitude nor your tone. Because last night, you missed what Jansen Junk did for the Fish. You really missed out, okay? Because he's been fantastic, and the Marlins got a lot of guys with great mustaches, okay? Lake Bacher yesterday, 2 2/3 shutout innings. Now, nearly blew it. Needed Bender to get the last batter out. But I'm not going to sit here and allow you to be smirched the great national pastime. Oh, it's going to be the football. Oh, no! Wow, train today?
No, there was a lot of officials blocking off highways.
Police activity.
Yeah, there's a lot of police activity.
Wow. All right.
All right.
Well, we'll take a break. The headlines on that Marlins recap brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport of Sorrento and tell your ride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Heat back in summer league action tonight. We got more to get to, including a heartfelt goodbye. We'll take a break back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, you're looking for something great to do this summer with your kids. Your kids like hoops. They want to learn from the best, like the great Tony Fiorentino. Sign them up for Junior Heat Camp going on now through the summer. You guys can go check it out online at the Miami Heat's website, but they do a great job. I believe Davion Mitchell is visiting camp today. Freshly re-signed Davion Mitchell is visiting Heat Camp today. And that dude loves some hoops. Carrying a basketball all around. And also this summer, if you guys want a great way to get the behind-the-scenes tour going on at the Kaseya Center, go sign up for one of their all-access tours. We went on that last fall we did that? Man, that was a good time. And you get the ins and outs of the locker room, and you get to see secret crevices of the Kaseya Center, the practice court. You get to see the headquarters of media, all that stuff. So check that on out as well for Miami Heat all-access tours going on this summer as well. So looking forward to that. The Heat, they're back in summer league action tonight against the Golden State Warriors at 7 o'clock. And, of course, the big celebration is because the Miami Heat got in on the action yesterday and made themselves a little trade ski, which officially put them in a big place because they acquired none other than the great Norman Powell.
For Tobin!
You know, in my head, I was thinking, did they get anybody else? Because why is he bringing this up like it's new news? Why did I not see that?
Just
coming?
A refresher. I think it sounds like.
Why did I not see that?
Made the announcement.
No, it sounds,
you did it again, no, it so you sounds, just made a song. No, it sounds, that's it.
No,
that's
it sounds. It. You guys want to hear it again?
Powell! Okay. It's the details, guys. You got to pay attention to the details, you know? Because it's not just I have the power, right? It's
Because the names are almost the same, so, right?
And then effect, too. It's the delay.
They have a name for that.
Stop.
What?
Stop. Maybe we need to hear it again.
Yeah.
Was that you with the hey yeah? Wow, that was good.
Yeah, that was me too.
So you gonna be the lyrical Jesse James now?
I've got the power. That's it, dude.
That's it.
You're welcome.
Game on. Hey, guys. Hey, Lorenzo, that's free for you guys this year if you want.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Free sample. Free set. Just could you imagine? Like he hits a three, and we got Mike Biamonte. He goes, Norman.
I got the power.
The the whole crowd will be on.
But wait, you can't get rid of
it. Al Mackie says it the best.
What's that?
This is why you can't have nice things.
What do you mean? you don't think that can stick? You know, like we got ourselves a three ball from Norman Powell. You know, sometimes when Mario Chalmers would score, they'd play the Mario one up.
Yeah.
You know, like that's game ops.
Even if you just play like he scores a three and Powell to the left, he's got Grady Dick in his face because, you know, Jax loves when Grady Dick plays against us for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then Powell drains the three. You know, just a little doing it. Nope.
Yeah, but don't cut off the song again. You got to play it all the way through because it is art. It is art.
You know, basketball is a fast-moving game, right?
So fast.
I got the Powell! Powell!
Can't we figure out how to do that?
You guys need adult supervision at all times.
What's the problem? Like you're telling me you wouldn't love that with Mike B. Monster. Norman Powell.
You know what the problem is though.
What's that?
What happens when he puts up 40? And the whole, we're just like, Jesus.
Sounds like Snap's going to get a lot of royalties.
It's just all night just playing. I look, so far, that's, we've given them a lot, but this may be your best work. Other than the Victor Wembanyama Britney Spears suggestion, that was good too.
It's game ops, dude. I'm just saying, it's right here for you. If you guys want it, it's right there for you guys, Miami Heat. It's right there. D-Wade yesterday signed off on it.
Did he?
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Went on Instagram.
Signed off on
your
it,
Instagram.
Though.
You posted this on Instagram? Like,
not on my Instagram, no. He went on the Heat's Instagram, and he put that's my guy. And then, like, I was like, oh, that's his guy?
Everybody's like his guy. There's nobody that dislikes D-Wade.
No. He don't just put that for anybody.
There's nobody that dislikes D-Wade.
No, you don't just put that there. He wouldn't just say that out of nowhere. So I don't like you saying, like, D-Wade's just being polite.
Hey, when was the last time the Heat traded for somebody that was less than 30?
What, now we're doing other caveats? We're going.
No, I'm just saying, like.
Davion Mitchell, technically.
I mean,
they did. You know what I mean. Buxton?
No. Like, well, too. You know what I mean.
I mean, he named one, yeah.
You've been boxed in.
How about on the same level as Norman Powell?
I got the Powell.
You know what they say, dude.
What do they say?
31's the new 25.
31 specifically is what they said that about.
What about 32?
Yeah, what's that?
That's the new 26.
Yes. Oh, yes. We're good. Totally good.
Yep.
One minute. You kind of sound for three. Brick. Game ups.
He couldn't handle it when Khalil Ware was giving him the business.
Yeah. I'm sad.
I would like Khalil Ware to treat Quentin Post tonight like he's Wembanyama. Like, you know, let's go, Khalil. I need more than three rebounds if he plays.
Plays, I mean, I don't understand. I think he's on the perimeter too much if he can only get three rebounds. I mean, you should be able to, as a big, you should be able to get at least 10 simply because you're catching all of their.
Does Hard Rock give Summer League player props, or is that a ridiculous question?
No, dude, no, that's called, you got to go to the back page where the degenerates.
I've seen people bet on ping pong at 3 a.m, though. So they should have summer league
preseason.
Well, I got to come up. We got to come up with a bet of the night. So I just want to make sure, like, can I put player props in there or can I only parlay the Heat win? Can I bet on summer league on the Hard Rock app?
No.
I'm going to find out.
Should be allowed to.
Why?
Action, baby. Oh, yes, I can.
Woohoo.
Ooh, either 1.5 point favorites tonight.
This is like, you might as well bet red, black.
Why?
Same thing. You have absolutely no idea who's better in these summer league games.
Oh, no, the Heat are better for sure.
I mean, I might wait until the starting lineup comes out. But Pelle Larsen.
You think they announced the starting lineup like regular game?
Oh, they absolutely do. Half hour before, they tweeted it out. That's why I got the heat on Notis.
So you can gamble?
Now, yeah.
Gosh.
What?
The degenerate and Wu-Tang.
I don't understand what the problem is. I'm just sitting here trying to, you know, get a little action. I might want to parlay a Heat Fish win tonight, you know?
Yeah.
They're still in Cincinnati?
They are still in Cincinnati. Yeah, they just
was it
just,
was the game last night the one that got delayed?
It did get delayed by about an hour. But yeah, it flew. It still was over by the time Love Island was over.
Oh, thank God.
You're 1-0 in these bets, aren't you? Last one?
Last week, yep. I hit it. I hit the old home run parlay. We had Jazz Chisholm and Cal Raleigh home run parlay.
We're streaking.
And we got to throw a Marlins, because that ballpark is a little league park. I mean, some fish 90. Are going deep tonight. The ball flies out of there, dude. It's one of the most notorious hitting parks in all of baseball.
Really?
Great American Ballpark. I mean, yeah, the ball flies out of there.
I'm trying to think, did Cincinnati play in the football stadium too? I know Pittsburgh did. Sucked.
I think they did used to play in a football stadium. Yes.
Can I just tell you, so when they have artificial turf, basically what they do is they level off the mound, which is not hard because there's a fake bump that they put dirt over, right? And then they take and put a turf and zip it around. And they do that for the infield too. But it's never smooth. So sometimes you'll be running and it'll be like running up that hill. You'll just hit a, you know, uneven spot, or you'll trip over a zipper.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Well, and Cleveland wasn't no better, because they leave the dirt there, right? And then they would put water on it to pack it down. Then they put the lines on it. But after pregame, there were no lines. So you had no idea where you were on the field. You had to just kind of, from playing there a lot, know where you were.
Sounds like you know what they could have used?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Like they could have.
Nope. Because here's what happens.
Hmm?
You're smiling. The other two knuckleheads are smiling. Whoa! Which means I'm the only one that don't know what the hell's going on. So I'm keeping my mouth shut.
You've been here long enough to know that was a setup.
Hmm? Not biting? Nope.
What?
I ate a hot dog for breakfast.
What?
Yeah. I wanted something quick. I looked in the refrigerator. Boom, hot dog from 4th of July. I ate it.
What are you, a pelican?
No, I was hungry.
Jeez. At 7
went to
in
bed
the
early. It's all right. I'm good. Still not. Nope. Listen. It's gonna take more than a plastic worm to catch this big mouth bass.
What do you mean? We're not trying any tricks, baby.
Oh, you're always trying tricks.
We're not
Stop.
Trying tricks,
Stop.
Baby. We're just excited about the Heat trade. That's all.
You know what? I always keep my head on a swivel, especially with you.
You know who else is gonna have to have their head on a swivel?
No.
Defenses.
You know why?
Why?
So you couldn't get in the front door, so you went through the restaurant.
If you can't get the first admission, you go for another. Take a break. Back with more after this. All right, our bet's placed for tonight.
Ooh,
I got my bet in for tonight.
All right, I mean
it's time to get spicy. Let's get
spicy.
But you didn't consult anybody, you know?
And better not say Summer League.
Why not? Just a parlay, baby.
Spicy.
Be careful, though.
Spicy.
Why is it spicy?
All right, we got Spicy. It's sponsored by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida and the place to bet on your teams today and every day. Hard Rock Bet has your props, parlays, and live play-by-play betting and the no-regret first bet up to $100. Oh, maybe I should have gotten that. Well, I've bet a lot more than one time. But, hey, if you haven't, try the Hard Rock Bet app. And if your first bet doesn't win, you get your money back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 and physically present in Florida to play. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Don't look at me like that just because I bet on Summer League.
Spicy.
Here's what I'm going with tonight.
That dude, betting on Summer League is like betting on two ants crossing the street.
Here's what I'm betting on tonight, okay? Here's what I'm betting on tonight. All right, I'm going to go for tonight. A little parlay action. I'm going to bet on the fish. A couple player props tonight. All right, I told you. That building is like a little league park. So Augustin Ramirez, I'm saying he's going deep again. Again, he's been crushing the Reds this season. And when he's hot, he's hot. All right. This kid, he feels like he's back into it. So I'm going to bet on him. I get plus 300 on his home run prop. Wow. Then I'm going to add onto it a Heat Summer League win, which is minus 140, which gets us to about plus 500, which is nice. Right. So when I decided to add a little bit, Leroy.
Yeah.
Little sweetener.
Gotta do it. Just
Yuri Perez is on the hill tonight. The baby goat. Mm. And starting to round into form a little bit this last start, Leroy. Mm. And the Reds, whew, they're stinking up the joint.
Wow.
Reds are struggling.
Smelly.
Ooh, I would say
so that. Why not add a little Yuri Perez prop of 7 strikeouts or more? Ooh, struck out 7 in his last game. I think he can do it again. So we're going to go the Gus Bus.
Gus meet, Bus.
Meet, home run.
Yeah.
We're going to go Yuri Perez over 6.5 strikeouts and a Miami Heat Summer League victory for a cool plus 1950.
Ooh.
It's spicy.
Come on. What are we
Come
thinking?
On. That's good action.
That's good action. That's good value.
Come on, that's good action. That's good value.
The chat likes it.
It's spicy.
It is approved.
That's value. That's value right there.
Ooh. What's the problem? You don't like it? Right? Is it just because we're betting on Summer League?
Yeah.
No way, though. I mean, it's Why? A solid bet. He didn't even do anything.
Things happen, baby.
There was no props or anything.
We just need our two young guns to show up tonight for the fish, and we need a Heat win.
Yeah.
It's a bet on the youth of South Florida sports. Ooh, yeah. The Summer League.
The youth.
And the baby fish.
This is good.
He's just – okay, so if I would have taken out the Summer League bet, would you have liked it better?
Yes.
So you want to do it with a Marlins win?
I'd rather Marlins win. They're playing real games.
Okay, great. Well, basically, that's like a Marlins win. Because if Gus Bus goes deep and we get 7 strikeouts from Yuri Perez, that's basically a Marlins win. And I just got to add a little Heat victory tonight, baby.
Oh, man. What happens if we also add a Marlins win, though? You know, you pretty much just said they're going to win. You said
very interesting. Is that right, so, yeah, I mean, what's the harm? I mean, I'm sure we can – sure, we could look. You know, what's the problem of looking?
Because
you
know, right? You know, if he gets 7 strikeouts, a home run there, they're probably going to win. You said it. I'm just saying. I'm just
players.
Saying.
All right, so we go Ramirez home run. Yeah. We go Yuri Perez on strikeouts plus.
I don't know if you know this, but Yuri's rounding into form. I heard that recently.
He is rounding into form.
Who told you?
Can't even remember.
All right, and Heat Summer League. Okay.
Marcos, you've never gone to a game with us anyway.
Me? We went to, I showed up after you guys broadcasted from there opening day. And we stood in the, it was me, you, Robbie.
That's when we all found the secret.
Yeah. Which, by the way, has like a bowl place next to it, an ice cream place next to it. It's no longer a secret. But you no longer works there.
Is there an ice cream place there?
Yeah, I'm telling you, they were for the Flanagan's game. They were decorating the Flanagan's cup.
I'm not gonna lie, there's no ice cream. There's two places, Jack's.
Oh,
or Cold Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you how you know you got good ice cream. If you get you a pint and you eat some of it and put it in the freezer, when you take it out for that couple of days later to get some more of it, if it's hard as a rock, that's crappy ice cream. If very it's true. Still and nice and smooth, you can run your fork through it.
Yeah.
Then it's very good ice cream.
It's a good call.
So I don't want to call them out, but I went to this one place.
Ooh.
Volva's.
Okay.
When you say you don't want to call them out,
but you just directly say their call
name.
Them out.
Yeah.
I didn't say their name.
Okay.
Right. Sounds like.
All right.
By the way, adding a Marlins win doesn't add any juice to it, Mark.
Yeah, it's okay. It makes all no right. sense.
So right.
Doesn't even
don't
worth
do
it.
It. Don't
all
do
right.
it.
So, that's fair. That's
so
fair.
I go and get the ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eat a little bit of it, put it in the thing. Then I need one of those rock breakers to get back in it the next time I go in.
Mm-hmm.
Get that ice cream. Sorry.
But, Marcos.
Oh, you found some more value.
You're not going to put that. You can tell. I already know it's shady. You know why?
Why?
He's batting his eyes.
No, because he's Marco. If he would have said, what if I do this? Because he asked me a question a second ago.
Man. Well, you're not a fun gambling partner.
You haven't been listening to him all segment. So that's why you're
deterring me from gambling on Summer League. I don't like it.
Because betting on Summer League is the first sign of degeneracy.
No way. First sign is putting Julian Hill as anytime touchdown.
<That's> accurate.
If we go,
so
Augustine.
You had stage two.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Betting on just anything.
All right. We got if Gus go, Bus.
Gus Bus home run.
Yeah.
Yuri Perez, 7 strikeouts.
All right.
A Heat Summer League win.
Yeah, like these.
And the hottest team in baseball right now is the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh.
Oh, they had a little. I saw young Bichette hit a little. Fister out to the win the game.
They've taken a death grip on the AL East.
All right.
Now, while they are an overwhelming favorite tonight at -190 against the crappy White Sox, if we threw that into our parlay, our +1900 goes to a +3000.
Whoa! For them to just win?
Just win?
The hottest team in baseball? Come
Wait, on. For Toronto to beat... Just win.
Just we win. Just need Toronto to beat the White Sox.
I mean, who's ever pitching must really suck. Because that's the only thing that'll explain that.
All we need is Toronto.
Who's pitching for Toronto?
They're overwhelmed, but we already have. We got a four-leg parlay. That's why.
Pitching.
Wait, no.
Toronto.
That's not why. Who's pitching for Toronto?
What does it matter? They're already overwhelming favorites, even with whoever's pitching. They're -190.
Right. And that bumps it all the way up to... 3,000?
Plus 3,000. Right. Oh, look who all of a sudden has perked up at his chair.
Ooh.
Now all of a sudden, Ben Summer League's not so stupid, eh?
No, it's not stupid. I'm saying adding a favorite in baseball to move up to
Bassett.
3,000,
Bassett's
pitching
that's
a good today. Move. But still, you got
the old Bassett Hound.
Summer League, you know you got 30 guys they're trying to play.
It is the last game of the California Classic.
Oh.
Well, if you wanted to do it Leroy's way and you just want to do Augustine Ramirez home run, Yuri Perez 7 strikeouts, and the Blue Jays to win, that's +1,700, which is not +3,000, but still pretty good juice.
I mean, go ahead, bet. Go ahead with them.
No, you do. I mean, you do what you want. You know, we'll decide it later on in the show. We'll come to a resolution. Hey, Hard Rock, don't change the odds. I know you listen. Don't be sneaky.
We're pushing
okay?
the odds now.
Don't be sneaky because I'm going to give you double the segments. Okay. So don't be here and be like all of a sudden, oh, never mind. The Blue Jays are -400. Don't be cowards. You keep my odds where they are. Yeah. Give us until the 1 o'clock hour to decide.
All right.
And then. We'll come to a resolution, okay?
Yeah. But if those odds move, totally your fault, Leroy.
What? Just lock it in.
Whoa! Look at that! Look at
wow!
That. Look at that!
Why wait?
Why?
Because man? I want Leroy on board, and I don't feel like he's on
Leroy's
board
not
adding the
going
summer league
to
win.
Be on board, whether it's now or at 1 o'clock, he's not going to be on board.
He's a
just look at his face.
I know, but
he's so
maybe he'll get another. Maybe he'll get another snack, J-Fig. He'll be less hungry.
Oh, that's true.
Another hot dog?
Another hot dog.
No. That was
One and done.
I looked up. I didn't have time for nothing else. So I said, oh, let's eat a little hot dog here. With chili.
Oof. What? Wow. Good thing you're home for today.
No, it don't mess my stomach up like that. Chili. It was from
proper sausage.
Oh, that's good. All right. Chili. What are you, a billy goat?
It's spicy.
It's spicy.
Spicy.
We'll take a break. Our Tua. More dirt getting thrown on the Finn's name. That's next.